Star Walker Studios presents Game Master's Journey, your multidimensional RPG podcast.
Hello, listener. Greetings, fellow GM and or player. Welcome to episode 87 of Game Master's Journey, your multidimensional RPG podcast. I'm your host, Lex Starwalker, and I'm transmitting to you today from the Obsidian Monolith somewhere outside time and space. I've got another actual play episode for you today of my Primordia D&D campaign. This week, we learned that sometimes the way to deal with undead is to insult and mock them. Also, things really start to go south this week, and then they go south some more. So this is the third and final part of our third session, and Steve is still absent. It's still the same session. So our players and characters this week are Dwayne playing Yorick, the tiefling sorcerer, Nathan playing Samson, the human scion, and Chrissy playing Azrael, the Asimar warlock. So without further ado, on to the adventure. Macadoodle.
Little one, help me pull the giant one to the little one, or the little one to the giant one. Go.
What do you say?
Now.
No. That's not what Lita taught me.
What did she teach you to say then?
I literally don't know.
You know.
I don't know because I don't know this person.
Well, then you don't get any help.
Nah. If you don't help me.
And he waggles his six-fingered hands at you.
If you don't help me, you don't get anything shiny.
Hmm. We've come to an impasse. I can just...
Nope. Nah, boo boo.
Fine. I'll just keep this cool thing in my pocket all to myself. She goes and she starts pulling Samson's body towards this one because Samson is lighter. I mean, he's still probably heavier than she could realistically do anything more than drag across the ground, but
yeah.
So, I want to investigate the room. There's got to be some treasure.
In total, it's only like 180 pounds.
Which room?
The mimic room. The mimic room. Okay. And the mimic itself, that thing might have treasure in it. I still suspect that it's a treasure chest.
All right, roll perception.
Again with the perception.
Man, that's why it's there.
Okay. You find a lot of wrecked furniture, broken vials and beakers. There are multicolored stains on the floor and the walls, seemingly from maybe chemicals of some kind. And that's it. Nothing worthwhile or valuable.
No intact chemical bottles or...
No.
No, nothing in the mimic. I cut it open, get my fingers in there. All six, all 12 of them.
Well, you do find the secret door, but you already knew about that.
Okay. All right, then. I'll go in the other room. So what's the plan, lady?
Well, I don't think we're going to get very far with two unconscious people.
How long do we have to wait?
3 hours.
Until they wake up.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you don't really know how long, but...
I mean, if you gave us a healing potion, but that might be a waste.
In the meantime, Azrael's going to sit down, and for the first hour... Take a short rest.
Let's examine. It looks like there's more room here. Is there more to this room?
No.
No, okay.
Does Azrael get her short rest length?
We'll see.
Do I? Oh, man.
So Azrael is going to rest for an hour.
I am going to try to remain stealthed that entire time.
Okay.
Attempt your deer blinding.
Now, when do I get my sorcery points back? Long rest. All my shit's on a long rest.
Yeah, and Azrael's a short.
Okay. As long as I got my expeditious retreat and shield, I'll be okay. I love this character, by the way. I just have to tell you, I'm really enjoying this.
Did she get her initial hour of short rest?
Standby.
He's making his 45th roll.
He's like making so many rolls. I'm like,
he's just going to roll until he gets what he wants anyway.
So. Dwayne's the proponent of the
This is all
the
just
random
theater.
Tables.
Yeah, this is all just theater, all this rolling.
All right.
That 20, it caves in, we all die. Rocks fall, the party's dead.
20s are good. I'm faced, man. Clangadin comes in and makes me a sandwich.
But is Yorick better than Mastic?
Different. Different, not better.
All right, so an hour goes by. You get a short rest.
Hey! Back to Reyna.
It means nothing to me.
It means a lot for me. It means I get spells, and it means I get to use...
Hit dice.
Hit your dice.
I keep forgetting I have Mage Hand. I keep doing things with Mage Hand. Why aren't I opening these chests with Mage Hand? God, that's stupid.
All right. So is everybody done doing their short rest stuff?
Yeah.
Nothing I can do.
I didn't do it.
So yep. About the time that first hour is over, you hear the sound of stone grinding on stone.
That's always good.
And this secret door that you didn't know about opens.
Does light come out from it?
There was more.
No light.
I percepted.
He also rolled like a 9.
Yeah.
Oh, those are still.
My stealth. My percepted was 12.
Oh, maybe it was a sufficiently hidden door.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. So you do see something, and this creature comes out of the secret door. It looks like a long dead human wearing studded leather armor with a long sword and a long bow.
Spooky. Well, everyone
I reach
does.
Out to it with my mind. And touch its mind as soon as it hits the 30 feet away from me, Mark. So when it moves one more square forward.
All right, roll initiative, everyone.
The unconscious guys, is this not really necessary?
Yeah, they don't need the roll.
Well, guys, I'll see you later. You guys have fun.
You can drown the bad guy.
It's like being chained up in a cart. Well, everyone else goes.
Oh, and he rolls a 20. And then an Illithid riding a beholder, riding an Aboleth.
Riding a Tarrasque.
Yeah. Comes floating in.
All right. He's coming for the warlock. All right. He's going to swing his longsword at you. Oh.
Oh, my God, Lex.
I don't have to ask if that hit. So that is a D8. Oh, let me think.
Oh.
Well, I have to decide. Is he using it one-handed or two-handed? I think he's got his longbow in his other hand because he's, like, ready for anything. So he's using it one-handed this turn anyway.
He draws the longbow string with the pommel of the sword.
6 slashing.
Ouch.
And then he puts his longbow away and reaches out with his other hand to touch you.
Does he say anything?
He has not yet said anything, no. Oh, so that is going to be 5 necrotic damage, which I think...
Yeah, this thing's undead, isn't it?
Yeah,
I'm resistant to necrotic damage.
Woo!
So you take 2, and you also need to make a DC 13 constitution saving throw.
2 attacks, get stacked, dead kids. Hope you got your second character rolled up.
All right, you're good. Azrael, your turn.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and we're gonna make this guy run away.
Okay.
A discordant melody echoes deep within the minds of my target, racking him with terrible
pain. Fuck!
13 whiz, all right.
Fail it, you piece of shit.
He fails.
Boom, bitch!
So 18 psychic damage.
And he runs away from me if possible.
Undead. Sometimes I'll stop.
He is no, I know what you're saying. I already looked. He's not immune to fear or anything like that, or charm.
I don't think it's a fear effect anyway.
Well,
I'm saying he's not immune to anything that would apply to dissonant whispers. All right, so he is going to go 30.
Since he's moving away from me, do I get an attack of opportunity?
Yes,
with my awesome scythe.
You do
awesome scythe. Oh, the bugger is fast, too.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
For 6 slashing.
24 damage.
And that's magical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Look at that. She fucked him up.
Nice.
All right, York.
Okay, so I unleash a string of insults laced with subtle enchantments at a creature I can see within range. If the target can hear me, though it need not understand me, it must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or take D4 psychic damage and have disadvantage on the next attack roll it makes before the end of its next turn.
It just runs in and attacks. And then you guys are like, fuck off!
Fails to save.
Fucker.
So what happens?
Was that vicious mockery?
Yes.
One
psychic damage. Okay. But he has disadvantage on his next attack roll.
Okay.
That's really kind of what it's all about.
Fucker rolls in, you're like, you know what? Get out. And it's like, ah!
Fuck you and fuck your shit. And fuck your green hand and your,
all right.
You look like shit.
You're afraid of a girl.
Yeah.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And so he attacks with disadvantage with his long sword. He's using it two-handed now.
Oh.
11.
Yorick just saved your
ass. I only have a 10.
Oh, no.
What is with the AC in this party?
Jeez, girl.
You're a melee combatant.
Kyle had the potential of being the heavily armored person.
I'm not a melee combatant.
Warlock. Warlock's kind of a striker type.
You've run up in all the other combats and smacked it.
4 damage. That's pretty lucky. 4 slashing from the longsword.
Yeah, that's very lucky.
And you know what? He's just going to attack with the longsword again because he is a fairly smart fellow. Notice that the necrotic didn't seem to hurt you like it should.
But the sword does.
Yeah, the sword seems to work pretty well. 18 for 6 slashing.
I'm still up.
And that's his turn. Azrael.
Let's have a repeat of last turn, shall we?
Okay.
With a little dissonant whispers.
Okay. Wisdom save. Oh, he made it.
Takes 7.
He does not have to run away. He is not as afraid of me, but he still takes 7 damage.
Okay.
Too bad.
He says, you will pay for that.
Well, yeah, probably.
Probably right. How much do you want for it?
And Zargon will take you.
Are we saying we can just pay you for that?
He has a strange accent you've never heard before.
Is he from the Pacific Northwest?
York.
She just sasses him right back, and Zargon will take you because she
is it undead Ulysses?
No. Vicious mockery once again. I'm going to keep cursing him out.
Fucker.
He fails. Hey.
So it's two psychic, and he has disadvantage on his next attack roll. So I call him a mother of a dirty dog, and then I go, "Are you my daddy?"
Okay.
And then that's it.
I'm not your daddy, little boy. You're next. And he swings at Azrael with disadvantage. 13.
Oh, you're dead. Adios, señorita.
She's going down.
6 slashing.
Yeah, she's down. He had 1 HP left.
All right.
No, I like this guy, Glex. Damn you.
Actually, he can't get to you because Azrael's difficult terrain. So he can get to like there. Or wait, how would that be?
Are you doing? Yeah, you have it set up for the goofy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess he could get to there. But he is an evil, callous bastard.
Yeah.
So as he steps over Azrael's unconscious form, he stabs her with his sword.
Oh, wow.
That's an automatic death fail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless I crit. Right? I still roll, right? How's that work, Nathan?
It's just an automatic failure.
I think.
Yeah.
No, because if you crit, it's like 2 fails, isn't it, or something?
I have no idea.
You don't roll because you automatically hit.
I don't know.
You are unconscious, right?
Unconscious.
Incapacitated.
This never happens.
I know, right?
It says attack rolls against the creature have advantage. Any attack that hits the creature is a critical hit if the attacker is within 5 feet.
So, yeah, it's like...
So you do need to roll. But then what we're looking at is the death saving throw rule.
Well, any damage is an automatic failure.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
you can kill her.
So if you hit, which you have a higher chance to, then
it's an automatic crit.
It's an automatic failure.
All right. So definitely hit.
So it crits, but now you roll damage, and if you roll damage equal to or greater than her max health, she dies.
Right.
Damage at 0 hit points. If the damage is from a critical hit, you suffer 2 failures instead. If the damage equals or exceed your hit point maximum, you suffer instant death.
Yeah. Well, roll him.
Okay.
Can he can't do 21 damage. It's not possible. The most he could do is 12. And 21 is my max HP.
No, the most he can do is 22.
I thought it was 12 if you only have one set. Oh, because
he's doing 2 die 10 plus whatever.
Plus 2.
You're right. 2 die 10 plus
2. 11.
Okay, so that's not enough. But he did do a crit, so that's 2 death fails.
And he gets to hear. He's an asshole, guys.
Yep.
You hate this guy.
Here you go, Azrael. Here's your turn. Make the roll.
Yay. Bye, Azrael.
She's dead.
Oh,
that's
dead.
It.
I knew that was going to happen because she hasn't succeeded a death saving throw yet.
Wow. That's it, everybody?
That is harsh.
Nobody has inspiration?
Nope.
Nope.
I gave my one inspiration to Nathan. And then Dwayne gave inspiration to Nathan. And
back, yeah.
If people were giving inspiration to Nathan, it meant he didn't have any himself. So.
Okay, so as a bonus action, I am going to cast Expeditious Retreat. Do I get a wild magic surge?
Sure.
All right.
This would be one of those times.
67. Come on, 67. You are frightened by the nearest creature until the end of your next turn. Okay.
Well, that doesn't help.
It's thematic.
I will then use the disengage action, and I'm getting the hell out of dodge. I'm sorry, gentlemen.
Okay.
No, I can't do that. I have to go. I'm going to use disengage. And now I have my Tides of Chaos. I got 5, 10, 15, 20.
The hell?
I'm going to go. I'm bringing Samson back to life, if at all possible.
Well,
okay,
hang
how
on.
Far can I get?
Your disengage is your action.
Yeah,
I know. I just, if at all possible.
Oh, you mean next turn?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I can move 30. So I can move to there.
Yeah.
And let's just hope I can survive.
All right. Well, he's coming for you.
Okay.
He swings a sword at you. 17.
Wait a second. I have 11 plus 5. Not enough anyway. I'll just hold it. I have to make a concentration check.
4 damage. Oh, well, you made that.
Yep. And I can take 4 damage.
And now he's going to try and touch you.
Okay.
Stop. Don't touch
21.
Me. My private square.
So that is 6 necrotic.
Okay. I can handle that.
And then make a DC 13 con save.
Okay. I am proficient in that. I critted that.
Nice. That's his, that's his turn.
Okay. On my turn, I am going to use my action to pour a potion of healing down Samson's throat.
Okay. Hey, heal me. Roll him.
2d4 plus 2. You want me to roll it?
Yeah.
8.
Hey.
Not too bad.
I go up to 9.
And then I can use a bonus action to dash.
Oh, I'm prone. Still.
Yeah.
But I'm up.
Yeah.
Oh, should I roll initiative, I guess?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Why didn't I? I had web. I fucking forgot I had web.
I mean.
Away we go.
I mean.
If I move away, what can I do? Oh.
I mean,
okay.
I'll take the 17.
I'm going to try to move away. So.
Wait, I don't get. I'm not waking up to that. I'll keep the 17. Well, I already rolled. It's fine. Whatever.
What's the problem, Nathan?
Nothing. It's fine.
I'm going to try to get away. So opportunity attack.
But does that 17 put me between him and Greenhand?
No, because Yurik's at 12.
Oh, okay.
So you'll go after the white. What's going on, Dwayne? Sorry.
I should be taking an opportunity attack because I'm going to try to get away from him.
All right. He's going to try to touch you. 15?
Shield.
Okay.
Reaction to cast shield.
Okay.
Wild magic surge. None. Okay. And... yeah, then I can move away. So hold on. I'll just see where I end up because I want far away.
Well, how much movement do you have left?
Well, I'm using expeditious retreat. So as a bonus, I can dash and I still got my move. So a total of 60, really.
Well, no, because you already used part of your move to get here. Remember?
No, that was my last turn.
Oh, okay.
So I
run,
go.
Get out. It's what Samson says.
All right, I want to get the hell out of here. want to get near a door. So I'm going to go, I'm probably going like the long way around, but I'm going to go to there. I don't guess I don't need to, but that's it. That's my turn. Okay. Save me, Hunky Samson.
All right. All right. So this is weird. So I don't think he realizes necessarily that Samson is viable at this point. So he's going to come after Yorick, which I think Samson would get an opportunity attack. Right.
Sure. Yeah.
But I think since you're prone, you're going to have disadvantage.
Disadvantage.
So come on.
14 for 11.
That hits.
Boom, bitch. But it's a normal weapon. So I think that matters.
And he attacks Yorick with the sword. 14.
Do I still have shield? Yes.
Yes, you do.
Well, I would still have it. So that does not get through the shield.
Okay. And he will try to touch you. Oh!
Nothing I can do about that. He wants a hug, too. Yorick gives him a big hug.
So there's 5 necrotic. You got to make that save again.
I can absorb that.
Con save, DC 13.
21.
All right, that's his turn. Samson.
Stand up. Stumble 15 feet in this direction. Bonus action to switch to Ironhide durability.
Chrissy, I sent you a message.
Oh, I need a concentration, too. I didn't make it, so I lost my expeditious retreat.
Bad. 15 to there. Come on, white face. It's between you and me, not the kid.
Oh, I'll get to you.
Okay, so are you done, Samson?
Oh, wait, I guess I still have my action. So, yeah I'll dash up to there. Shitlord.
All right, Yorick.
A lot of shields to take. Okay, I will cast Firebolt at him. I'll have disadvantage for being right next to him.
Yeah.
But I will use my Tides of Chaos advantage to cancel that.
Okay.
So it's just a straight up Firebolt crit for 9.
Nice.
Could have been better, but still.
Singe him.
That's my turn.
All right. He's coming for you, Boy Wonder. Here's a sword attack.
Oh good God, Lex.
Good night, Irene.
Come had to on, be the I sword, need... too. 13 slashing.
I'm at 0. Yeah, I'm at 0. So all right. I'm constipated. I mean,
all right, he's going to sword attack Samson. 20.
I'll spend points to make that not hit me. Thanks.
Okay. And it's your go, Samson.
Okay, now we're going to trade blows. 21 for 11. Oh! I mean, well, 5, but, you know.
Okay.
And I'm done.
All right, Yorick.
Dice with death. Let me just check.
Dice with death.
That's one fail.
All right, he's going to attack Samson with the sword.
Nope.
And again.
Nope.
Now I'm rolling low. It's like I either roll 20s or below 10.
And we trade blows on my turn, 14 for 6. Assuming he's done. That would make me done.
All right. So at this point, Yorick and Samson, you both feel this sensation of wrongness. Like, even worse than this undead thing you're fighting. Like, this sensation of cold and... I don't know if evil's even the right word, but just a presence that makes you feel a terror you've never imagined. And you hear this sound like howling wind. And... you look, you see Azrael standing completely unharmed, and she has this kind of like black aura around her for a second, and then it fades away.
Cool.
Okay.
Chrissy, do you remember what your initiative was?
No, but I can look it up.
Okay, you can roll
I've
again.
I've also been 17.
Either one. Oh, that's right. You guys had the same, right?
No, because I was unconscious.
I was between Yorick and the thing. It might have only been a 13, but I can reroll. That's probably makes more sense.
Seems kind of legit.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. So that's right where you said. So.
Don't die on me, kid.
The tail is wagging slower and slower.
All right, Azrael.
Don't do this to me, Dwayne.
Eldritch Blast. She like doesn't even like. She doesn't even do anything more than the incantation. She just holds out her arm, says the incantation.
And misses.
Go ahead and roll again. I'll give you advantage on this.
Eight.
There you go. 10. That does it. Blast. She blasts him into oblivion.
Dying child over here.
Yeah, I know. When it's Samson's turn, he fucks the kid. He oils the kid. Oil of health.
Yeah.
Get up, you brat. Samson pulls out like a whatever bottle in, like the rubber nipple, puts it over the healing potion.
Oh my god. Oh my god, now I'm just imagining that scene from Hercules with the two little...
Yes, that's exactly what I'm going for. Except I'm not killing him or taking his godhood away or whatever. It's whatever's face in Dixie's Midnight Rider. So what's going on, kids? We just sit here in silence, giggling.
Sorry. I'll let Chrissy share whatever she wants to share.
But yeah, I do get a healing potion to the brat. My healing potion.
Okay, to who? Oh,
the
Yorick?
Brat. Yeah, Yorick. Right. Be healed, my son. You give us to me, and I give us to you. The same amount of hit points, too. Some rhymes.
I feel better.
So yeah, not only is Azrael up, but she there's no marks on her. Like, she doesn't even appear injured.
Uh-huh. The only difference is her packed weapon is not out anymore.
Yeah. I need a rest.
Understatement of the year.
Samson walks over and like eyes Azrael, and he says, and this is actually related to the stuff that I wrote up about the patrons of the Order of the Butterfly, and says, I've heard of people making deals with certain creatures of the here nor there. What have you done, Azrael?
Well, nothing this time.
Yeah. Well, okay. Today's been a weird day for all of us, I think. So we're just gonna let this one go. But I've got, you know what? I don't even, like, what's more weird about you now than it was before? Huh. Strange times, these. So what's with the dead guy? Spooky green hand McTPK. Hey man, I didn't even really get a fight in that battle. Yet again, if I would have been in that battle from the beginning, it would have gone different.
You guys need some damn armor. That's all I know.
I am. I'm made of armor. My AC is effectively 26 for some time.
But when the DM rolls a 20, there's just not
there's
a lot
not
you can...
shit I can do about it.
What did I roll? 3 20s against you tonight, Nathan?
You crit me every time. Like, even got either you've got nowhere near or you've crit me. Yeah. You either load less than a 10 or a crit.
See, if we were playing like physically, I would switch dice at this point and say, okay, this one's too good, but can't do that with roll 20.
Okay. So does the white have anything on him?
Studded leather armor and a longsword and a longbow and some arrows.
Is his hand still glowing green?
No, his hand was never glowing green. It's just a cheesy thing.
Everything I know about you is a lie. When I pointed at him, he disappeared, so that was spooky. He looks at his friends, some of them more warily than others, and says, well, geez, gang, let's get this Scooby shit out of here. I mean, honestly, as long as I don't get crit, I'm good to go. We can keep on trumping, but...
You want to carry him? Because I can't.
Oh, yeah. I can drag him. Go pack him up with Steve. I mean, Wraith. Steve.
The tree. I gotta go spend some time by the tree.
What's a Steve?
Yeah. Steve?
Is that another kind of undead?
That's what I call you people behind your backs. I call you Steve. And then he pulls out of his pocket the glass jar with a dead pixie in it. And this I call Alicia. Anyways, and he puts that back. Hey man, I got a dead pixie in a jar. It's great. That's my trinket. So now what, friends?
Well, we can't rest in here.
No.
We won't survive another anything, really. Well, you might.
But there's nothing in here. I don't know. Yeah, I guess we can drag out El
Mucho
Grande. It is
still daytime outside.
Cool. Okay.
Let's search the room first. Make sure there's not any loot we're going to leave behind. Anything? Perception?
Yeah.
Investigation?
Perception.
I will aid you in that perception, because I've yet to do that this...
12. crappy perception.
Okay. So you searched the room, and like I said, all the walls are lined with crypts. And it quickly becomes very apparent to you that all of the crypts have been looted. And many of them are empty, and those are the bones that are strewn all over the room. It looks like the looters didn't have much respect for the dead. You don't find anything of value in this room.
Samson yells out, "Hey, we're not here to loot anything. We're here to stop you from spooking people."
And there is a door here that's open now that the creature came out of.
Ooh, I want to go check out that door. No, sorry. No. You guys are both at health, at full health and shit?
I have 9 HP.
Okay.
Remember all right. That.
Azrael, you see the hall goes and turns there and then ends at a wall.
Descends into darkness.
There's some stairs going down.
I want to go check it out.
My curiosity. And actually, let me check something real quick.
It's my flaw that I'm stupidly curious. It should be.
Azrael, you, with your very sharp eyes, you also realize that there is another secret door right here.
Double spooky.
I'm going to go up to the secret door and listen.
Okay, make a perception roll. You don't hear anything. Although, coming from down the stairs, you hear the old man.
God damn it. And I asked for lingering effects on the forms, too. I bake my cake, and God, am I just face first in it. Okay, so are we checking out the spooky hole with the moaning man, or are we getting out? Because I got
We got to rest. I got one spell slot.
You know we got to rest when Dwayne says we got to rest, because normally he's like,
always push on forward, but...
I'm guessing that the resurrection left me at, full everything, all my spell slots and everything.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
So then she's just going to be like... I think we should be good. If y'all want to rest here, I'll just watch the hallway, resummon the scythe.
Samson needs a long rest. There's nothing I would gain from a short one.
Same here.
Okay.
I mean, we can go ahead. It's just if I get hit, I die.
If you want to wait out the hour or whatever is left until Guy can walk of his own accord.
I guess. I mean, I can drag him, but...
Can you? Because I can't.
Tiring.
I can.
Well, I mean, 300... I don't know. Wait's always weird. I guess we can wait. I mean, I get nothing from it, but I'll wait. Sure, we can wait an hour. Start rolling him, Lex.
He can cast some heals and whatever anyway. He's got some shit to help us survive our way out.
So it's another hour until Toad wakes up?
Yeah, do that thing where you roll 520s and tell us it means something.
Hey man, random tables. Got to roll one to see whether or not we get a table, then roll one to see if we get a table, and roll one to see if an effect comes from that table.
For the record, York needs to be away from this hallway. We're doing this rest thing.
What's the magic word?
Azrael's not going to let him stand there.
What's the magic word?
Come over here, you little shit.
The magic word is...
We can tuck you into the giant man.
Eldritch Blast?
It's two words.
It's not wrong.
So you guys are waiting an hour. Is that the plan?
Waiting for the big lummox to wake up.
The big lummox.
Does anything happen?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's friends. There's friendly people down here, too.
A bunch of little, outside of this wall, you just hear this tick, tick, tick crash, and an excavating party of dwarves.
That'd be cool.
I'm going to make that happen.
That would be great. That should definitely be on the random tables.
You just, I'm going to make this dungeon. It's going to be a dungeon crawl. Somebody's got to know what that mysterious ticking noise is at the bottom of the cave. You get down there, and then just a bunch of dwarves come through a wall.
Yeah, it'd be cool if a bunch of the stuff you rolled, too, was just, noises, you know?
Yeah.
Or, you smell something or whatever.
You smell a bunch of dwarves.
Rats instead of goddamn ghosts and shit every time we fucking turn around. Sorry. That was pretty funny.
All right. So you guys are chilling, trying to rest. When Azrael, this thing materializes out of the darkness in front of you, seems to be made of living shadow. Everybody can roll initiative. You guys
roll initiative, you say?
Yeah. You guys are surprised.
Cool. I'll take the 16.
So it is going to reach out to touch someone.
A. Oh!
Wow. The dice are on again.
It's been fun, y'all.
Can you do that resurrection thing twice, Asriel?
That is 5 necrotic damage.
So that's 2 damage.
And this is the bad part. Your strength is reduced by 4.
Oh, good. This is another way to really quickly kill me. And you hit 0, you instantly die.
This lasts until you finish a short or long rest.
Oh, good.
Strength reduction. York.
Well, what you need to do is you need a stack of combat with whatever these dudes are with a thing that makes people make a bunch of strength checks. Oh.
So I don't get an action, so I just skip my first turn, right?
Yeah, because it surprised you guys. Yep. Yep. So
the only difference, now I can do a reaction after this.
Yeah. So now it's my turn, and I get to go.
Second round, and you get to go.
Or wait, no, York, you can go, because you're after it, right?
That's not how it works.
No, because it's his first turn.
He's still surprised.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so now it's still the first round. No.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. And I know this map's kind of confusing. This corridor here is 10 feet wide here.
Oh, okay. So I can actually go there. Okay. Oh, that's just the big old door. Okay, got it. Got it.
Big-ass secret door.
I'm gonna move up there. Awesome. 35. That's my speed with celerity. Bonus action, iron durability. As is custom in my country, and miss and be done as he tries to get a good look at this spooky thing.
Asriel.
He raises her staff, casting an incantation. A bolt of lightning strikes forth.
Nice.
Falling out
the big to the creature.
As Asriel pulls out her nuts and sets them on the table. Okay. This is what happens when you interrupt our rest.
And she was at disadvantage, and she still hit him with a 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
Disgusting.
I'll be.
All right. I'm just going to roll. Odd is Asriel. Or no, I take it back. For reasons unknown to you, he attacks Samson.
Cool. Shit, Lord.
19.
You're fucked. Don't even need to do shit. I got a 20.
Yorick.
I wish I had something else that would work, but all I have is I could get Vicious Mockery or Firebolt. Opinions?
I like them both.
Firebolt it is. 17 for 4 fire.
That hits.
That's all I am going. I want to get more than 30 feet away from this guy.
Hey, you've got 2 options to attack things. You know, that's twice as much stuff as I can do. Great.
All right, Samson.
Samson will... Oh, man, I closed my glossary of ballet things, and in anger of me closing it, I will crit it for 7 points of damage. What a crit.
Okay.
Do a whole 3, probably.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And I'm done.
Have you guys fought anything yet that wasn't resistant to, like, almost everything you do?
Was the zombies resistant?
I don't think they were.
Zombies and skeletons.
Okay.
So...
Asriel.
Combat's been like...
I think she's gone.
She rolls a 2 die 12.
Oh, that's right, because she's doing her Witch Bolt thing, right?
Yeah. So,
Don't you go ahead and roll, because it might kill it. So, okay. Oh, she's back.
Oh, no, she's here. She's here. She's here. She's here. Roll that damage. Play that funky
roll that wham damage.
Half dead girl.
15. Yeah, that drops it. That was kind of anticlimactic.
Good. I'm glad. We've had enough climaxes. I'm worn out. I need a glass of orange juice and a nap.
All right.
She just sort of looks at the body with more interest and less remorse than usual.
What the hell happened to you? Samson, like, inquisitively pokes her with the rapier.
Oh, we actually killed that one?
Yes, you did.
Gibbed it. That battle was definitely not a... Samson's like, I've had it with the motherfucking ghouls in this motherfucking tomb.
They never end, this place.
All right, so now what are you doing?
Packed.
Is he awake yet?
How much longer do we have to wait until he wakes up?
We'll say like half an hour.
Okay, we'll wait the half hour.
All right, let me roll some dice here. Oh, no.
Can we have...
All right, half an hour goes by, so he wakes up with what, 1 hit point?
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you stabilize, you get a hit point, and then you're unconscious for whatever. Okay, everyone stand up. Everyone form a line. Everyone begin to waltz in this direction. Grab your partner, swing him round and round. This is how we get down in E-Town. That's Alandria for you country folk.
It's so silly.
Wait, are we not leaving? What are we doing?
We're leaving.
We're leaving.
Okay, thank God. Come with me and you shall see a place called Candied Island.
The fuck out of this place. I think we won our membership in the Cool Kids Club or whatever for this shit.
Cool Kids Club, the KKK. It's great.
You guys don't like my dungeon?
I love your dungeon. It's great.
Brutal.
It's a good dungeon. I rate it a. I see. It's people love you on Yelp. It's great. Would delve again.
I give this dungeon 4 out of 5 stars. Definitely try the appetizers.
The zombites.
All right. Anyway. So to make things simple, since we're pretty much out of time, you guys go back to your nice little campsite that you found last time.
Wraith is dead.
And you can take a long rest.
Wraith is now an actual
Wraith. The long rest will bring back all of that strength damage, right?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, sweet hit points. Oh, God, look at my HP bar. Wow, and I used that whole thing. I used a whole, what? How many of my juice? I used like 3 points, 1 point of my juice. It's the whole point. I used a whole juice point. Because the thing that really burns them is the psionic weapon one, and I won't have that till level 5. So, yeah, level 5 is when all the neat stuff happens.
You would have used more of them if he didn't keep rolling that 20. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, maybe.
XP's.
Yeah, speezus.
So after this, Sprout is like, fuck you people and your crazy ideas.
Yeah, I'm out of here. I'm going back to my mountain.
Dangerous. Yeah, that's right. Nice and
all right,
easy.
I'll figure up the XP real quick.
Now, Sprout wasn't in a couple of those battles.
True. Yeah, Sprout was out since like the first one.
You're not wrong.
All right, well, that's a nice weird number. 716 XP each.
That puts us at 1506?
What'd you have before?
790.
Yeah, 1506.
What'd you say it was? 2700 to the next level?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're almost not really halfway there. We're almost not really halfway there.
So I'm going to drop my int to 13 and raise my dex to 10 since we're still within that. Should make my AC at least 11.
Yeah, man. Got to do something about that AC. Okay. That or don't get into melee.
Yeah, that's a big part of what we're doing wrong, isn't it?
Now, yeah, Chrissy, make sure and check the point by points because it's not always one for one.
So I know. I dropped it from 14 to 13, which is the 2-point jump, right. And then up dex from 8 to 10.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, I was going to say, because you probably got more than 1 point for that.
Cool. You know, a big part of why we were screwed was because Sprout went down early, and then that ruins the action economy, because we're not getting our full 4 actions per round. That hurts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bad die rolls hurt, but there's nothing we can do about that.
Yeah.
The AC thing was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, points of topic. Sprout, don't get in melee. You're not here. Points of topic. Ezreal, don't get in melee. You have like 11. I mean, you can, you know, it's whatever, but they're going to hit you.
And, yeah, we lost our cleric early, and that hurts versus undead. That's a big, painful hurt.
Yeah. I literally did not get to use anything that was relevant to me being level 3. Because they took away all of my HP. I mean, I would have had 3 HP instead of 10.
I mean, I think my character performed pretty well, really. I mean, I got, you know, shield worked.
Yeah.
Well, my goal with this was to, you know, make it challenging and scary.
So. Yeah, it worked.
Challenging.
And those weren't deadly encounters. Those were just hard. So
no.
They were fair. But that was considering 4 PCs. So as soon as one goes down, and especially when it's your healer,
yeah.
Then they probably were deadly at that point.
Yeah, and then the one asshole that they were wounded, and I wasn't in it either. So
yeah,
they also there is no rest to be had in the tomb, so we can't do that. We need to heal them.
And you know, and the only thing that really was the problem for me was that I lost 17 max HP.
Yeah.
I was effectively a level 1 character.
Yeah, that's a brutal attack that life drains.
Yeah, and it makes the whole short rest kind of pointless because
you can't go any higher. Well, I don't need short rest because
Iron No, but I mean, you can't roll hit dice and get more hit points. Yeah. You're stuck with 10.
But no, that was pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah, it was a good session. I mean, someone technically died. You know, I'm counting it.
Yeah, that counts.
You know, I was going to be I wasn't going to be really upset, but I was going to be upset like a parent, you know, whose child was murdered in front of them, which is pretty upset, I assume.
Okay.
Yeah, because I love Samson. Terribly upset. And I've been writing up stuff for the Order of the Butterfly and like the hierarchy and
you don't want to go deep. Dude, this game's too deadly to go that deep.
But even if I would have died, I would have still finished it because I don't want the thought to die.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up episode 87 of Game Master's Journey. If you'd like to reach me, you can email me at gamemastersjourney@gmail.com. You can follow me on Google plus Lex Starwalker, and you can follow me on Twitter at Lex Starwalker. Please visit the website starwalkerstudios.com. You can find the show notes there. You can find all the episodes. You can find the other podcasts I produce. I also want to send a huge shout out and thank you to Mr. Steve Strickland, my tier 5 patron. Let's hear it for Steve. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Yo, Steve. You the man. Really appreciate all of my patrons and all the people that support the show in all the different ways you do so. Really appreciate it. If you'd like to learn how you can become a patron of Starwalker Studios, just click the Patreon button at the top of the show notes at starwalkerstudios.com. Also, at the bottom of the show notes, you'll find lots of other ways that you can help support the show, some of which are totally free. I hope that you have a chance to play your favorite RPG this week. I'll be back soon with another episode of Game Master's Journey. Until then, game on!
This has been a Starwalker Studios production, your source for quality gaming and hobby podcasts.
This episode's music provided by Cloudwalker, Renfield, Tranceboy, and Ish. Please see the show notes for more details at starwalkerstudios.com/gamemastersjourney.